This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. During an Easter service attended by President Bush at Fort Hood in Texas, a minister prayed for courage for U.S. soldiers to face the perils which beset them. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain has written a new book about courage. He spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
Senator McCain was a prisoner of war in North Vietnam for more than 5 years at the infamous camp known as the Hanoi Hilton. He has written much about that experience. In his new book, Why Courage Matters, The Way to a Braver Life, McCain talks about how he got through his POW experience. He says he's been asked about courage in the face of conflict many times, especially since September 11, 2001. It's a life lesson, he says, he learned from the example of others.
One of the things that the Vietnamese did in our prison experience, many years of it, was to keep us in solitary confinement. So we would communicate with each other by tapping on the wall. And we had a regular organization. And when someone went to interrogation, one of the strongest motivators to me was that I knew that my comrades were sustaining me with their courage, but also that I would go back and I would have to tell them whether I succeeded or failed, and many times we failed. But others were always there to pick us up. So I had the privilege of knowing some heroes, but I don't count myself into that group.
We all fantasize about being courageous, Senator, but in the book you say that that's not really what courage is about, that it's not just about some sort of adrenaline rush when you see a fire or a child in danger. So what is it that makes for the courageous individual?
I think it's people who stand up for others, who oppose injustice, who defend the oppressed, minister to the unfortunate, people who put their beliefs ahead of their welfare. You know, one of my favorite examples, although he's not in the book, is one Pat Tillman. He gave up over $1 million a year as a safety for the Arizona Cardinals to enlist in the Army as a Ranger after 9/11 and fought in Iraq. And it wasn't a moment of crisis and strife that motivated Pat Tillman. It was the recognition that the United States was under attack, and he volunteered to defend it.
One of the distinctions in your book is between physical courage and moral courage. For you, in your mind, bravery really is about a moral decision.
Yeah, we define the concept by defining courage as a rare moment of unity between conscience, fear, and action, when something deep within us strikes the flint of love, of honor, of duty. In other words, our fear is overcome by our conscience and our beliefs and forces us to act. We give a lot of examples of people who express courage and show incredible courage, and of all kinds. John Lewis, the great hero of the civil rights movement. It was one thing for me to be able to withstand mistreatment on the hands of my enemies and I could fight back. John Lewis had his head bashed in while kneeling and praying at a bridge in Selma, Alabama. So one of the aspects of this courage is to be passionate. Martin Luther King said, if a man hasn't discovered something he'll die for, he isn't fit to live.
Arizona Republican John McCain, whose new book is Why Courage Matters, The Way to a Braver Life. An excerpt of the book is at npr.org. I also asked the senator about persistent rumors he would join the Democratic presidential ticket.
I'm not going to do that. I'm a Republican, Theodore Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln Republican. I want the Republican Party to come back to some of those ideals and principles. I am supporting George Bush for re-election, and obviously I do not want to be Vice President of the United States. The answer is a clear and obvious no.
Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.